بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. Distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, Inna hadaynahu sabil, indeed and verily we have shown them the path. Now it is their choice. Either they will remain grateful or they will become ungrateful. As you know that we were talking about the different categorization of hidayah or guidance. This verse of the Holy Quran shows another categorization of hidayah. This verse of the Holy Quran says, we have showed you the path, or we have shown the human beings the path. Now it is their choice, either they become grateful or ungrateful. Choice is theirs. We do not force anyone that they have to take this direction or the next. But one thing that you have to be extremely careful and heedful of, when you choose a path, then the consequences and the results will not be at your hand or under your control. For example, till going up in the roof, it is your choice that you can go or you leave going there. But from the moment that you decided to throw yourself from the roof, then the consequence is not at your hand. That you should say that, okay, I will throw myself down, but I would like not to be died. No, the consequence is something existential, something that is not under your control. It was said that guidance is of two kinds. The first is general and the second one is particular. So in general guidance, Almighty Allah guides all the human beings to the straight path. But later, it is their bad choices that they are making that they will be misguided or they will be misled. The next one is the hidayah khasa. It means that it is a particular type of guidance that Almighty Allah will give you when you have taken very great steps towards your perfection. When you have become a very good person, you become a nice person, you become a very good person. At that time, Almighty Allah will guide you more. And there is another verse that says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Almighty Allah is merciful to those faithful individuals who have been very good in their life. We always pray Almighty Allah that He may give us the tawfiq that we have to enjoy from both types of the guidance, general guidance and also particular guidance. So in this month of Ramadan, we do urge Almighty Allah that He may give us and He may grant us the best possible guidance. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.